joining me now with the preview. It's Mark Hunter. Mark Hunter, good morning, Mark. How are you?
G'day, Trent. Good, thank you.
That's the way. Let's get stuck into this card. A couple of small fields to start with, but the back end of the program, some talented horses going around. Let's have a look at race number one, and this is over 1,000 metres. It's a four-year-old and up maiden. It goes at 1:30, and the scratchings in the first are 2, 3, and 7. Number 6, Canstar, fixed odds favourite at $2 for Clayton Douglas and Logan McGill. 5, Sunshine Jimmy, $2.90. 8, Thin Green Line, $6.50. 4, Moonlight's Reward at $7.50. And the final runner, number 1, Blazing Harada, the outsider at 11.
Yeah, only the two chances here, 5 and 6. So I thought number 5, Sunshine Jimmy, had a great winning chance here. It was good first up at Pakenham in a handy maiden and then went to Mully. He was in the worst part of the track all of the way. Went to get through inside, got squeezed up late. Now, got a big riding change here to Ben Allen, and I thought he could break its maiden status here and beat number 6, Canstar. Canstar has shown certainly enough ability to win a race. It was given a soft trial recently. It's the danger. After that, number 4, Moonlight's Reward, has had plenty of tries but gets the blinkers on, and maybe number 8, Thin Green Line. Drawn gate 1, it'll just poke through inside and might be able to run a place. 5 and 6 dominate. I've gone 5, 6, 4 and 8.
5, 6, 4 and 8 in race number 1. A field of 5 in the first. We go to a field of 6 in race number 2. This is a 3-year-old maiden over 1,000 metres. We lose 1 and 7. Unfortunately, number 1, Gennady, is not running because there's massive wraps on it from the Robbie Lang stable. Number 4 is the favourite, Hello Sweetheart, at $2.90. Resuming here for Daniel Williams, just ahead of number 6, Meow, at $3. 5, Make Mine Hennessy, $3.80. And 8, Triumphio, at $4.40.
Yeah, very even race, as the betting suggests there. I thought number 6, Meow, had a good chance. It was good at Wangaratta 2 starts ago. It wasn't a wet track, but done plenty of work in the run, was left a sitting shot, battled on well for second, failed last time at Cranbourne and went for a spell. It's trialled well enough here. Could be a big day for Lewis German. This horse has trialled well enough to say it can run well fresh to beat number 5, Make Mine Hennessy, who whacked away okay on debut. Drawn for a good run, will be fitter. 4, Hello Sweetheart. It's shown ability. It's a chance in an even race. And down to number 8, Triumphio, who I just thought might have trialled a bit better, but it's next best in this race. Not much between them, 6, 5, 4 and 8.
6, 5, 4 and 8 in race number 2. Race number 3 is a 3-year-old and up maiden over 2,040. Number 5 is the Soul Scratching, and the favourite is number 7, Zed Star, at $3.10. Another one here for Clayton Douglas. Brett Scott trains this horse. Number 6, Rebel Excel, at $4. 1 is Onafeel at $4.60. 4, Amadora, at $7.50. $10 for number 3, Super Peg, and 11, Peaceful Solution.
Yeah, I thought number 6, Rebel XL, was the way to go here. It came out buck jumping last time, which certainly didn't help its chances. It wasn't beaten far. Now, this race is no stronger. It's got a good gate. It'll get a great run. If you're happy to go each way here, you shouldn't miss. Number 11, Peaceful Solutions, the query runner. Its best form would probably win. The run 2 starts ago was good enough to nearly win. Something looked wrong last time, so you're just banking on it bouncing back. 7, Zed Star, got the blinkers on for the first time. Look, it was just a run the other day. It's fitter for that run. It's got a chance, but short enough odds. And 1, Onafeel, next best, who has shown some ability, I thought, placed best for it. 6, the one to beat. 6, 11, 7 and 1.
6, 11, 7 and 1 in race number 3. Race 4 is a 3-year-old and up maiden over 1,200 metres. Scratchings are 4, 9 and 13. Favourite in a wide open affair, number 8, River Roller, at $4.20. Again for Clayton Douglas here. Might be short in the jockey challenge. $10 mixture at $4.80. 11, Sweet Minsky, a first starter here for Anthony Friedman at the same price. So too is number 12, Ultimate Gold. So $4.80 each of 3 there. First starter for Lindsay Park, number 5, Cuban, tonight at 6. And then we have number 6, Haven Road, at 10.
Yeah, it's an open race. Look, I'll be going wide. I thought number 11, Sweet Minsky, has trialled well enough to say that it's certainly got ability to come here on debut in a maiden and run well. To beat number 12, Ultimate Gold, who was just okay up there at stall, will be better for that run, gets every chance from gate 1. Number 5, Cuban, tonight, has trialled well enough and got a good draw. 8, River Roller, comes through that new Moore race at Sandown, which is good form for this. The run was okay. It's another one with a chance. Again, very even, 11, 12, 5 and 8.
11, 12, 5 and 8 for race number 4. We get to the first leg of the quaddy. Race 5, a fillies and mares class 1 over 1,200. Pull out numbers 1, 7 and 8. Favourite number 6, Riverina Dancer, at $2.40. Lewis German to take 2 kilos off. 2, Dental, at $2.80. 9, Champenois, $5.50. 4, Trulia Star, $6.50. And 3, Our Audrey, $9.50.
Yeah, look, Riverina Dancer is my pick. It's got that 2-kilo claim. It was okay last time in a stronger race. It's drawn wide. It'll push forward, look for a spot up near the front. It's limited, but it gets into its perfect race, and it's my top pick to beat number two, Dental. Dental's got great form for this race. I just wish it had trialled a bit better recently. That's the query there. Number four, Truly a Star. Got the maiden out of the way before a spell. It's trialled up okay. And nine, Champenoir. Getting fitter for racing. Set up on the speed. Four on okay last time. 6-2-4-9.
6-2-4-9, race five. First leg of the quaddie at Mornington. Race number six over 1,500. It's a benchmark 64, and you can put a line through 3, 5, and 8. Another small field here, just five runners, and we've got equal favourites. 2, Sir Como, and 4, Gasworks. $2.80 each of 2. 6, Maybe Faded, $4.20, and number 7, La Belle Jude at 5.
I think Sir Como is one of the better bets of the day here. Again, another one for Lewis German. This horse, I think it will find the top pretty comfortably. There doesn't look like there's much pressure in the race. It's just a strong one pacer. Get up on the speed, dictate the race, and I think can fight them off and win. To beat number four, Gasworks, it'll come across. It won't be far away from Linda Meach. I think they're the equal favourites. They'll fight the race out. Next best, number six, Maiden Faith. One okay last time. This is harder. And 7, La Belle Jude. Should get a nice run up on the speed. Might hang on for a place. Pretty keen on 2 to win. 2, 4, 6, and 7.
2, 4, 6, 7, race six. Race number seven is over 1,000 metres. It's a benchmark 64. 4 and 7, Don't Start. Favourite 9, Ray's Dream, $2.30. 1, Tura Cowboy at $3.10. Number six, Raven's Blaze, $5. 5, Blues Your Ball, $8.50. And number eight is Waterford Sound at 10.
Yeah, it looks a two-horse race, top and bottom for mine. Number nine, Ray's Dream, resumed at the Valley, pushed forward and led. Just copped some pressure mid-race. Was no match, but fought on well for third. It will be better for that run. I don't know if we'll find the top outright. It might end up outside the leader there. From that position, fitter for the last run, will control the race. It's the one to beat. I think the big danger, number one, Turak Cowboy, who's resuming. If they do happen to run along, get into a war, it'll come out of the pack and just charge at them. 6, Raven's Blaze, will push forward, look for the front, won well enough last time. And after that, number 8, Waterford Sound, who's racing in career best form. This is a harder race. I think it's placed best. 9, 1, 6, then 8.
9, 1, 6, 8, race number 7. That brings us to the last race, number 8, over 1,200, a benchmark 70. Number 3 is The Scratching. 5, Rossman, the favourite here at $2, resuming for Andrew Mallion and David Brightoak. 1, Windforce at $3.70. 2, Mr Optimistic at 7. 6, Vladivostok at 7. $10 for 4, It's a Shame Billy.
Yeah, this is the best horse running at the meeting here, number 5, Rossman. It's got that form last campaign. Iconoclasm, Mr. Moneybags. It's terrific form for a race like this. I loved its recent trial. The Scratching of Runsard, he's taken the speed out of the race here, but Rossman will be midfield or a touch worse. You can just see it weaving through, and the way it looks like it's come back off the trial, adjustment to clear galloping room, and it's too good. We'll win the last. Beat number 2, Mr. Optimistic. Usually takes a run and get out over more ground, but I liked its recent trial. I think it will run well fresh. Number 1, Windforce, was back in the worst part of the track first up, will be fitter, and this is easier. Then number 4, It's a Shame Billy. Always running on, doesn't win out of turn, has got a place chance. So I think 5's too good, pretty good horse. 5, 2, 1, and 4.
5, 2, 1, and 4. Sounds like you're pretty keen on the 5. Is that your best? Give us your best value quaddie and play of the day, Mark.
Yeah, it's my best. Trent, race 8, number 5, Rossman. Look, value, there's not much value, as you can see through the day. There's small fields. A value I've come up with is race 4, number 11, Sweet Minsky. McQuaddy. I'm going to try and get it for $6 for a $1 investment. First leg will go 2, 4, and 6. A second leg, number 2. Third leg, 1 and 9. And come home with number 5. Play of the day, pretty skinny day. You've got to shoot straight. We'll go a parlay 2, 3, 4, all for a win. Race 1, number 5, Sunshine Jimmy. Race 6, number 2, Sir Como. Race 7, number 9, Ray's Dream. And race 8, number 5, Rossman.
Good on you, Mark. Good luck today at Mornington.
Thanks, Trent.